Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Tezvav, and we are 10 lines from the top of daf Tezvav Amid Aleph, Ba Minei Rabbi Yochanan Mei Rabbi Yanai. Today's daf has been learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leia, Mashabi ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Ahara ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu Zeb ben Brindle, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. Today's daf's also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Maros Tziril Bas Rab Pinchas Elio. So we're still in middle of the first sugya of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim, specifically the Rosh Hashanah as it relates to Meiser. So we saw in the Mishnah, three of the four Rosh Hashanah have Shaiches to Meiser, Echad Be'elol, Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema, Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Yirakos, which means Meiser Yirakos, Echad B'Shvat, or Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos, which means Meiser for Peiros Ilanos. And what we saw in the Sugyos is that when you talk about Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser, there's really two things you need to determine. Number one, what's the Rosh Hashanah? What date on the calendar is the beginning of the new year? The other thing that needs to be determined is how you define growth of what it is that you're trying to figure out. It's Hilchas Meiser. Meaning, what's the halacha of Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser? It's predicated on a din that says that one is not allowed to be ma'aser, something that grew in one year, together with something that grew in another year. So you have to know what the definition of year is. You also have to know what the definition of grew is. Meaning, how do you define growth of a fruit? How do you define growth of a vegetable? How do you define growth of a plant? And really what we saw is it's not so simple, and it's definitely one of the complicated ideas when you learn Hilchas Ram. As it relates to what we need for today's daf is the definition of growth when it comes to peiros is chanata. The definition of growth as it relates to yirakos is likita. So when you're determining the growth of a pri, you ask yourself, when did the fruit that grew on this tree take form? When did it start looking like a fruit? Whatever year that happened in, that's its shnas ha-meiser. When you determine growth with regards to halacha of a vegetable, it doesn't matter when the vegetable took form. What matters is when the farmer gathered it. When exactly was the likita, which is going to be after it's fully, fully, fully grown and fully, fully, fully developed. These are very, very different shiurim, even though these are dine derabbanan. The Gemara had asmachtis from this, from psukim. But the point is, when you defining growth as it relates to a fruit, it's chanata. When you're defining growth as it relates to a yerek, it's likita. The sugya that we're in the middle of discussing is an esrig. An esrig, l'chura, is a fruit. And based on that, you would think that the definition of growth of an esrig should be chanata, stating that the Gemara in Daf Yudal Amud Beis brought a major machloikis tanoim. Machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Gamliel said, Esrik shovali ilam begimel drachim. However, uli yerek be yerek echad. And in what way was the esrik shovali yerek? Le inyan meiser. Just like a yerek, a vegetable, what defines growth as it relates to meiser is its lakita. So to an esrik is going to be defined based on lakita as well. Rabbi Eliezer, argued. He said, Esrik shovali ilam lechal davar. An esrik is a fruit that grows on a tree, and as a result, it's shovali ilam lechal davar. There's no difference between an esrik and any other fruit. As a result, every fruit, its shnasa meiser, is decided based on when the chanata happened. The esrik is going to be the same way. So the Gemara is discussing an esrik specifically. This shaila of, do we look at an esrig as a fruit l'chol mili, or maybe esrig shavali ilan, true begimel drachim, but at the same time liyerek echad as it relates to meiser, maybe we treat it as a vegetable. Just one other piece, and that is in the machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, the only time in halacha there's a tzad that maybe you would treat the esrig as a yerek is regarding meiser, as it relates to the shnas ha-meiser of an esrig. So we're now going to have to ask ourselves, what's the definition of this esrig grew, so we can figure out what year to put it in, so we can figure out how to be ma'aser all this roigim that I have in my orchid. That's only as it relates to Meiser, however. But as it relates to every other area in Halach, it's Pashat, Esrig is Shavali Ilan. And Esrig is a fruit, and as a result, we treat it as a fruit. Stating that, we're going to see in today's daf that there was a Shita Satanoim that held that way. And that is, there's a Shita that says that just like an Esrig is Shavali Yerek, as it relates to Meiser, Shitas Rabbi Gamliel, so too there's a tzad that an Esrig would be Shavali Yerek as it relates to Shvius. So as it relates to determining whether this Esrig is a Shmita Diga Esrig or it's not a Shmita Diga Esrig, you would say for sure it's totally in when the Chanata happened. If the Chanata happened in Shmita, it's a Shmita Diga Esrig. If the Chanata happened in Beshishis, the year before Shemitah, it's not going to be a Shemitah Diga Esrig. Stating that, we're going to see there is a Shita that holds that Esrig is Shavali Yerek, not only with regards to Meiser, but also with regards to Shvius. As if to say, an Esrig that grew B'Shana HaShishis, but the Lakita happened B'Shana HaShvius, it happened B'Shnas HaShemitah, that too would be considered an Esrig Diga, or a Shvius Diga Esrig, based on what we've seen up until this point. That's a very, very big Chiddush. Stating that's something that's going to emerge from today's daf. So the very, very last Gemara that we're learning was a discussion amongst Amiram, according to the Manda Amar, Rabbi Gamliel, that holds that Esrig Shavali Yerek Le'inyan Meiser. What about its Rosh Hashanah? Is its Rosh Hashanah also going to be like a Yerek, or its Rosh Hashanah is going to be like Peiros Ilan? What's the difference? The Rosh Hashanah Li'irakos, the Mishnah said, is Echav Tishrei. The Rosh Hashanah, as it relates to Peiros Ilan, is Machlokes B'Shem B'Sil. It's either Rosh Chodesh Shvat or it's Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. Now, at first glance, you would say, of course, an Esrig is Peiros Ilan. And if that's the case, it should be Rosh Chodesh Shvat L'Bishamai Chamisha Asa B'Shvat according to B'Sil. But now the Rabbi Gamliel holds that as it relates to defining growth with regards to Meiser, we look at it as a Yerek. We go Basa Lakita, we don't go Basa Chanata. So maybe as it relates to the Shasa Meiser, it's going to be the same thing. Or maybe not. That was the last discussion on the bottom of Yudal and Beis, the top of Tazvavam and Aleph. We're in the middle of a Gemara, and the Gemara is continuing on that note. Boimine Rabbi Yochim Rabbi Yani. Rabbi Yochim asked Rabbi Yani, Esrik, Rosh Hashanah Shalei Emosai. When's the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrik? And again, why is it even a Shaila? It's a fruit. That's the fourth Rosh Hashanah that's mentioned in the Mishnah. No, because Esrig is Shavali Yerek with regards to Maisa, according to Rabbi Gamliel. So maybe according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's Rosh Hashanah. Should be like Yerek as well. Amalei. So he told him back, Shvat. No, it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. At the end of the day, it's a fruit. With regards to Chanata Lakita, yeah, then you treat it like a Yerek. But as it relates to what the date on the calendar is for the Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Shvat. But then he had a follow-up question. So this is Rabbi Yochanan, who throughout Shas is always being asked questions. Here Rabbi Yochanan is the one asking. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Shvat the Chodoshin or Shvat the Tkufa? So be more specific. Which Chodesh Shvat is it? Is it the Chodesh Shvat of the Chodoshin? It's what we know as the month of Shvat. The lunar Shvat? Or maybe it's Shvat the Tkufa. Maybe it's the Shvat of the Chadashim as it relates to the Tkufos or the solar Shvat. So Rashi says that 30 days after Tkufas Teves begins, the month of Tkufas Shvat begins. So this is a Chiddush. Usually when you think of months, you think of the whole concept of the lunar year, as we're going to learn in the coming Daven. But what does it mean, Shvat de Tkufa? There's two dinim in Chadashim? Clearly. So that was Rabbi Yechon and Shaila. Shvat de Chadashim, Shvat de Tkufa. He told him, the Chadashim, this is the Shvat de Chadashim. Bo minei Rav Mirav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman a question. I mean, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon. Some say Rabbi Yechon was the one that asked this question. What happens if there is in Ibiyar? Says question was, when then is the Rosh Hashanah Le Peiros Ilan? Do you say it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat? That's when it always is. Or Chamisha Asa B'Shvat? That's when it always is. Or maybe now that there's an Ibiyar, so maybe it's going to be Adir Rishon. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, when we say Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le Ilanais, is it because it's the month that comes after Teves, Pashat HaKira? Or is it because it's the month that comes before Adar, which is the month that comes before Nisan? Nafkamina would be when there's a second Adar. So if it's the month after Tevis, it's still going to be Shvat. But if it's the month that comes before Adar, which comes before Nisan, so then it should be Adar Rishon. And the truth is, just to understand it a little bit better, when there was an Adar Sheni, usually it was because the seasons weren't properly aligned because of the difference and the spread between the lunar year and the solar year. That's the whole premise of being Ma'abr Shanim, as we're going to learn a little bit more about. But the point is, there's a difference between the lunar year and the solar year. They're off by 11 days. The lunar year is 354 days. The solar year is 365 days. And as a result, every few years, they could be off by a significant amount. It says in the Torah, Shamar es Chodesh Aviv, which is the Makar to be Ma'abr Shanim. So the main reason to be Ma'abr Shanim is to align the seasons, which means the whole idea of Chamish Asa B'Shvat being Rosh Hashanah Le'ilana, it's based on the seasons. So if we're being Ma'abed Hashanah, that means the seasons are off. So if the seasons are off, so there's a good svara to say that it shouldn't be in Shvat, that it should be in Adar Rishon. But the bottom line is, that was the question. Amalei, so what did he tell him? Halech Acher Rav Shanim, you go Basar Rav, Rav Shanim, it's Shvat. So this year, even though there's a svara to argue that maybe it should be Adar Rishon, it's going to be Shvat as well. So this next Gemara that we're going to learn, is going to have a few Akuli Upshuri. There's a few twists and turns. There's a little bit of cheshbon. It requires a very, very short introduction, and that is, it's going to discuss the laws of Meiser and the laws of beer as it relates to a Shnas Hashmita. So just two things that we need to know. Number one, every single year, a person that has a field had to be mafresh trumas or maisers. Truma gedoyla, maiser rishon. Depending on what year in the Shemitah cycle it is, you'd also have to give maiser sheni or maiser ani. There was one year that a year did not have to be mafresh trumas or maisers. One year, no matter what grew in his field, there's no truma, there's no maiser, there's no ubaha levi that comes knocking on your door. There was no such thing. What year was that? Shemitah. Shemitah, yid's not chayv in trumas or maisers. Pashup shad is because Shemitah, my field is hefker. Hefker's potem and amaiser, something that I don't own, I don't have to be maaser from. And being that my field is hefker, anyone's allowed to walk in and take from it. So the halach is that there's no chiyuv tshuvas and maasers on Shemitah. Now if you look in Rashi, in the sugya, Rashi quotes a mechilta that has a whole makar, how you know that the halach is that there's no chiyuv tshuvas and maasers on Shvi'as. But this is a shver Rashi. But the pashup shad is that the reason there's no tshuvas and maasers on Shvi'as is because it's hefker. Hefker is potem and tshuvas and maasers. That's number one. Number two is there's a halach of beer. The halach of beer states that if something grows in my field on Shemitah, I'm allowed to take. I'm like gara from my neighbor, just like my neighbor's allowed to come in and take from my field, I'm allowed to take from my field as well. However, there's a halach I can't hoard. So I can't go ahead and take all the corn that grew and keep it in my pantry somewhere. The halach, in fact, states that as long as I have corn, just to use as an example, in my field, then I'm allowed to keep corn inside my house as well. But the moment I don't have that corn anymore in my field, so then the halach is I would have to take it out of my house as well. The obligation to take food that I'm hoarding in my house and get rid of it is what's known as beer. That's something you have to do with perish fears. If I have perish that grew in the 6th year, the 5th year, the 4th year, there's no such halacha. It's something that's nogeya perish fears, not just in the year of shvias, but it's nogeya fruit and food that has Kedusha Shvias. So just like something that has Kedusha Shvias is Hefker, just like something that has Kedusha Shvias, there's a halacha la'achla v'loy l'schayre, there's also a halacha beer. So this is a sif cotton. It's a derivative. It's something that emanates from the fact that the food has Perish Shvias. So two halachas as it relates to Perish Shvias. Number one, I'm not chayiv in maisers. Number two, I am chayiv in beer. Potem in a maiser, chayiv in beer. On that note, says the Gemara, Amar Rabba. Rabbi said, Esrig Bashishis, if you have an Esrig, that is a Bashishis. It had Chanota in the 6th year. Shenichnes al-Shvias, it grew into the 7th year. The Lakita was in the 7th year. So the Allah is Ptur Min HaMaiser. You're going to be Potter from Maiser. Uptur Min HaBir. And you're going to be Potter from Bir. So you're not Chayiv in Maiser. Why? Because it was Nichnes al-Shvias. You're Potter Min HaBir. Because it was an Esrig Bashishas. Now, without even going weiter, at first glance, it's very hard to understand what Rabbi's saying. He seems to be giving contradictory implications. By saying that the Esrig Bashishas Shenichas HaLashvias is Potem and Amaiser, what he's saying is that we look at it as an Esrig of Shemitah. That's why it'd be Potem and Amaiser. But then he said, Ptur Min HaBir, there's no beer. Which means he's looking at it as an Esrig Bashishas. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. But that's what Rabbi said. So you have an Esrig Bashishas, Shenichnas HaLashvias. Number one, Ptur Min HaMaiser. We look at it as an Esrig of Shemitah. Ptur Min HaBir. However, as it relates to beer, we look at it as an Esrig from the 6th year. Ubashvish Shenichnas HaLashvias. Somebody has an Esrig from the 7th year that's going now into the 6th year. So then the Allah is Ptur Min HaMaiser. You're going to be Potter Min HaMaiser. Meiser, V'chayev is bebeer, and it's going to be chayev in beer. Here he's consistent. So if this was a Esrig that had Chanot in the 7th year, and the Likita was in the 8th year, says Rabbah, there we look at it 100% as being a Shvius Digger Esrig. Pturim and Meiser, because it grew in Shvius. V'chayev is bebeer, why? Because it grew in Shvius. Sabai turned to Rabbah, he knew this was coming, and he said, I don't understand. Bishleim is seifa l'chumra. I understand the seifa. The seifa, you're being consistent. You're telling me that if it's a bash shvius that went into the shminis, the halacha is that we look at it as a esrig of shvius. We look at it as an esrig of shvius. You're potem and a meiser. You're going to be chayiv and beer. Just explain it a tiny bit better. What you're saying really, Rabbah, said Abaya, Mari v'Rabbi, is you're telling me that it's we go basa chanota for an asterisk. I mean that the chanota happened b'shmita, we look at it as shmita, which again makes perfect sense because an asterisk is a fruit. A fruit's growth is always determined based on the chanota. The only exception to the rule we've ever seen for that is Meiser. Oh, interesting. But the point is, you obviously don't hold that way. And therefore, you hold that you go basa chanota. And if you go basa chanota, it's for that reason you're going to treat it like a shmias. But el reisha. But then I told Rabbi, but if that's the case, reisha, p'turim in abir. Why? You're potim in abir. In the reisha, what did Rabbi say? That esrik bas shishis shenichnes ol shvias is p'turim in amaiser upturim in abir. Which is contradictory. Sabaya spoke out. You said you p'turim in abir amai, the meaning is a basa chanata. Obviously, because you hold, you go basa chanata. And the chanata was in the 6th year, therefore there's going to be no beer. Ihachi, if that's the case, the chayev and meiser. So you should be chayev and meiser. In other words, the seifa I understand, the reisha I don't understand. Now, before we go weiter, there's a long rashi here. Dibra maskel, omalei abaya bishloim seifa. And the reason there's a long rashi, one of the reasons, is because when abaya phrased this question, omalei abaya bishloim seifa l'chumra. What does he mean, l'chumra? Bishleim seifa, it's consistent, but the reisha is inconsistent. What does it mean, l'chumra? It's ayin Rashi and ayin Berishayim. But the simple version of the Gemara's kash is that the seifa is consistent, the reisha is inconsistent. Amalei, so Rabbi told Abai, and I'm going to tell you the pshat. La'olam, I hold that you go basa chanata. And because you go basa chanata, so it's for that reason the halacha is that the esrik bashvius hanichnesas lishminis, it's going to be potem and amaiser, and it's going to be chayev and beer. And that's why an esrik bashishis shenichnesas lishvius is going to be pturim and abir, because I look at it as an esrik bashishis. What's the kasha? So why then am I potem and amaiser? It's an esrik bashishis. So he told him a geshmak esvara. Amalei, he told him, yad hakoil memashmishim ba. He said, Abaya, this field is a hefkadiga field. People are walking in, they're picking up your esrig, and they're putting it down, and a chanami, because they understand that this is an esrig bashishas. But at the end of the day, it's hefker. Once it's hefker, you're potem and amaisa. The side of shvias being potem and amaisa is because it's hefker. Says Rabbah, I'm telling you a chiddush. In order for it to be potem and amaiser, it doesn't have to halachically be hefker. As long as the oilam treats it like hefker, that in and of itself is going to be enough. Rashi. Nehi delay mechayiv lafkura. Delay naga boshvias. Miu kol sadais upardesais hefker. Ein beshvias. Ve'ein esrig zen nishber molavadai. No one's watching this esrig. Val karche akome mashmishman boy. Ve'hefker potem and amaiser. But either way, he said, en chanam is not hefker. It's an esrog bashishis, but it's potem in a meisah because at the end of the day, it's being treated like hefker. This was Shitas Rabbah, says the Gemara of Rav Hamnuna Amnar. Rav Hamnuna argued with Rabbah. He said, bashishis and echneses l'shvias, that if you have an esrog bashishis and echneses l'shvias, lo'olam shishis, we look at it as a shishis, meaning you go basa chanata, so it's a shishis. What does it mean, lo'olam shishis? You're going to be chayiv in meisah, and lo'olam shishis, you're going to be potem in abir. U'bashvias and echneses l'shminis, lo'olam shvias. And a bashvias that enters Shminis, we treat it la'olam as a shvias again because we go basa chanot. If we go basa chanot, it's going to be potem and a meiser, and it's going to be chayiv and beer. What's Rav Hamnuna arguing with? Just one point. That big monster chiddush that Rabbi just said. Rav Hamnuna says, I don't understand. I only go basa chanot. You have to be consistent. It's going to be true for Shvius and Achnesses L'Shminis. It's going to be true Shishas and Achnesses L'Shvius regarding beer. It's going to be true Shishas and Achnesses L'Shvius L'Inyan Meister as well. So if you look at it as a Shishas and that's what you're potem in a beer, then you have to look at it as a Shishas, and it's for that reason you should be Chayiv Meister. What was Rabbi's Geshmak as far? He said, Yada Kol Memashbishim Bavat Amrit the Chayiv Meister. He says, what do you mean? Everybody is treating your field like it's Hefkers. At the end of the day, it's not Nishmar. If it's not Nishmar, so it's going to be potem. Rabbi Luna says, I hear at the end of the day, it's not Hefker. It's not. No one's allowed to take it. And if at the end of the day, it's not Hefker because it's an Esrik Bashishas, so therefore the Allah is, you are going to be Chayiv B'maisa. Zok the Gemara Meisvei Akasha. And this Kasha that the Gemara is about to ask is from a Braisa that discussed this same exact case or cases that Rabba and Rav Hamnuna discuss. And as we're going to see, the Braisa is going to be a Kasha both on Rabba and on Rav Hamnuna. Meisvei Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said, Mishum Rav Shimon, in the name of Stam Rav Shimon, the name of the Heilige Tana, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Esrik Bashishis, and Echnasas L'Shvias. If somebody has an Esrik Bashishis, where the Chanotu was in the 6th year, Echnasas L'Shvias, and the Likita was in the 7th year, Pturman HaMaisa, the Alach is he Pater, and HaMaisa, Pturman HaBir, and the Alach is he going to be Pater from Bir as well. So, an Esrik Bashishis, Shenechnesas L'Shvias, let's go through this slowly, Ptura min ha-maiser, Yepata min ha-maiser, Uptura min ha-bir, Yepata min ha-bir. Who does this sound like? That's Rabba. She'en l'chadove, she'chaye b'maiser. He said, because the only time you'chaye b'maiser is elam came gadol b'chiev and nilkat b'chiev. Unless everything happened in his man of chiev. But if the lakita is happening in his man of ptur, b'shvias, even though the chanot happened in his man of chiev, in the 6th year, the halach is, you're going to be potter, min ha-maiser, u'bat shviyish ha-nechnasas l'shminis, and if something grew in the 7th year, the chanota, and then you did the lakita in the 8th year, so then the halach is p'tura min ha-maiser. Why? Because the chanota happened b'shviyish, u'p'tura min ha-bir, but you're also going to be potter from beer. This we never saw. So even though the chanota happened in the 7th year, it was the lakita that happened in the 8th year, still you're going to be potter min ha-bir. And Reb Shimon ben Yochai explains, in l'chadavar, because the only time you chayiv in beer is elam kin gadol b'shvias p'nilka b'shvias. An esrig is only chayiv in beer if the lakita also happened b'shnas hashmita. But if the lakita happened in the 8th year, there's not going to be a chayiv of beer. So what do you see from this braisa as it relates to what we discuss? Two things. Number one, Reb Shimon ben Yochai took sides as it relates to that geshmak machloikis between Rabba and Rav Hamnuna. If you have an esrik bashishish and a chnesas l'shvias, you're going to be chayiv b'maisa, you're potter min ha-maisa. And svaru, you would say you should be chayiv b'maisa. You go baser chanato. So based on that, it's an esrik bashishish. Rabba said a very nice svaru. Rabba said that no, you're going to be potter min ha-maisa. Because yada kol me'mash mishimba va'at amrit chayiv b'maisa. At the end of the day, it's being treated like hefker. Reb Shimon ben Yochai said very clearly, Ptura min ha-maiser, which means Reb Shimon ben Yochai stims with the Rabba, and it's a kasha on Rav Hamnuna. That's number one. Number two, as it relates to the Seifa, where it's a shvias hanechnesas l'shminis, everybody said over here it's easy. Just go basa chanata. You go basa chanata, you potem in a maiser. You go basa chanata, you chayv in beer. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said no. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said you're going to be potem in a beer. She'en lo chadover, a whole line. She'chayv in beer, elam ken gado b'shvias, v'nilka b'shvias. Which is another way of saying you go basa l'kita when it comes to determining the shnas habir. Now that's a kasha on everybody. It's a kasha sayin rabba sayin rabba mnuna. So zokti gemara inaveinik, reishin kasha l'rav amnuna. Seifa kasha bein l'rabba bein l'rav amnuna. The reish is a kasha rav amnuna. The reish is mamish rabba shita. And the seif is a kasha both on rabba and on rav amnuna. So the gemara says it's true. The amayroim, rabba and rav amnuna clearly stated their position. Deloi kishitas Rav Shimon ben Yochai, but they had a platesis to do it. You know why? Because Tanoi, because really it's a machlekes Tanoim. And Enochinami, usually an Amora can't argue with a Tana, but if he has a Tana de Misayel, literally he can. And in this case, he has a Tana de Misayel. So who's this Tana that supports Rabba and Rav Hamnuna? So the Gemara, the Tanya, we learned to the Brisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Aftulmas Hayed. Aftulmas, the name of a Chacham, so he testified the following. Mishum Chamishas Kenim in the name of five Kenim. Esrik, Achaliki Tosnei L'Maiser. Then when it comes to an Esrik and you want to determine what a Shnas HaMaiser is, you look at the Likita, Esrik Shavali Yerek L'Davar Echad and Achaliki Tosnei L'Maiser. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu B'Usha, and the Rabbi Seinu and Usha said, V'Amru, Nimnu means they voted, V'Amru, and they came out with a resolution. Achaliki Tosnei Bein L'Maiser, Bein l'shvias. That not only is an esrig like a yerek, l'maisa, but an esrig is also like yerek as it relates to shvias, meaning as it relates to the laws of beer. You go based on the shna. So the Gemara says, shvias man de kashme. Who said anything about shvias? So the Gemara says, Chasurei Mechser v'hachik tani. So you have to say, Anachan Ami. Esrig, achalik yitasik l'maiser, v'achach hanatel l'shvitz. Tanakama holds that when it comes to an esrig, you go based on the knita, with maiser, you go based on basach hanatel for shvitz. Probably say, Nim nebusha, v'amru achalik yitasik, bein l'maiser, bein l'shvitz. But what do you see from here? You see that it was machloikis tanoim, whether when it comes to beer, you go basach hanatel, or you go bas and lakita. And it's true, Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Ba'usha, they said, Achal lakitase bein lemaiser, bein lashvias. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai, who said that if you have a shvias anachneses lashminis, that lach is its pater min abir, it's because he obviously holds you go bas and lakita. We're dealing with an esrig, and esrig we know is open for interpretation a little bit. And as a result, so therefore you can say that maybe you go bas and lakita as it relates to the shnas abir, in contrast to every other fruit in the world. But at the same time, not everybody agreed with that. Rabbi Yosni said that of Thomas Hayed Mishum Chamisha Skenim, Esrik Achal Kitase Lameiser, and after the Chasuri Mechzer Vachiktani, but the Achachanot Lishvius. Oh, Achachanot Lishvius. You see, it's a Machlekistanam, That's why Rabbi and Rav Amnuna were answering the Seifa. Therefore, Rabbi and Rav Amnuna were both allowed to argue with Rav Shimon Vayichai. Beautiful, Adkan. The truth is a very obvious question that needs to be asked, and that is, what did the Gemara just do with its teretz? Right, the Gemara, Kasha, both on Rabbah and on Rav Amnuna, from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, from the Sefer of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What's the obvious question? The obvious question is, you're trying to find a Tana that holds, you go basa chanata le'inyan shvius? That's how the sugya started. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Esrik shava le'ilon. Le'gimel drachim, by the way. Le'arlo le'ravoy u'le shvius. Uliyarik b'derech echad regarding ma'aser, and even there, Rabbi Eliezer argued. He said, "Esrik shavu le'ilon l'chol davar." The pashtus is esrik shavu le'ilon. The only tzad not we thought was regarding ma'aser. That's why in the introduction to the daf we said, "Oh, today's daf we're going to see a chiddush. We're going to see that could be esrik shavu le'yarik. You go basa l'kita even regarding shvius." But the pashtus is you go basa chanato. So the Gemara here, when the Gemara had a kasha from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you see Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai holds you go basa l'kita. Oh, don't worry about it. Aftolmus was made, Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Ba'usha, Chsure Mechser of a Hachitani, we're retrofitting a Braisa and a Mishnah to figure out a Manda Amma that holds that you go Basa Chanata L'Shvias. In the beginning of the Sugi, we had a Manda Amma that goes Basa Fakir, Alu Rishayna Manu Mitztarin, that by Maestris you go Basa L'Kita. Why would you think you should go Basa L'Kita regarding beer? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer said Mefurish, you don't. You have to find a Favorfin of Maramakim that you do. So that's one of the ha'aris that's negated today's daf. But let's go vayta itmar. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Amit Shavai, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both said, Esrik bashishis, shenichnesa l'shvies, lo'oilam shishis. You always treat it like a shishis. You always go basa chanata by an esrik. Kasa Ravin, Amit Rabbi Yochanan, Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said over the name, Rabbi Yochanan, Esrik bashishis, shenichnesa l'shvies, afilu kizayis. Even if it grew so little, the chanata was so insignificant, it was a kizayis. Venasis kikar. And it turned into Yid Beis Chalas. Chayav and Olam Mishum Tevel, it doesn't matter. Talach is, you're going to be Chayav Mishum Tevel, meaning we look at it as an Esrig Bashish. It's Tanu Rabbanon. Elon Shechantu Peirais of Kaidim Tu Bishvat. So what's the Rosh Hashanah Elonis? It's Chamish Azu Bishvat. So an Elon that had Chanata, the fruit took form before Tu Bishvat. Misaser L'shana Sha'avra. So the Talach is, the Meiser goes based on the year prior to Tu Bishvat, right? Very simple. Peiros Elon, you go baser chanota. You go baser chanota. If the chantu peiros was koydim Tu Bishvat, so misasa l'shana shavar. Acha Tu Bishvat, misasa l'shana haba. Very simple. Amr Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya came and he said, "B'med varmu, when is the shub Elon sha'ois shtei brichos? An Elon that has two broods. It has two groups of birds. That's what it means literally. But shana. That's when you have this halacha. However, if there's one bricha, one family of birds, then you don't have a salach. So the Gemara says, one sec, we have to interrupt. B'shana, shtei brichas, what are you talking about? Birds? We're talking about fruit. The Gemara says, ale'ema ke'en shtei brichas. It means ke'en shtei brichas. Meaning a fruit that has two likitos, where the fruit develop in two different stages, that's when you have this halacha that chamisha asa b'shvat, tu b'shvat, is the Rosh Hashanah l'peiros se'ilon. Aval ilon o'isa bricha achas. But if you have an ilon that only gives off fruit one time, kegoyin, the kolim, the zesim, charuven boxer, afal pisha chantu peresem koidem Tu Bishvat, even if the chanata happened before Tu Bishvat, mesasun l'shana haba, so then the maise is going to be based on the lakita. This is Rav Nechemya's chiddush. Rav Nechemya said that even though the Mishnah said about Rosh Hashanah, And Chamishasa b'shvat. And Chamishasa b'shvat means what? Chanoto. Not always. Only if it's an Elon that's Ke'en Shtei Brichos. But if it's an Elon that's Bricha Achas, you're not going to have this halach. Amr Rabbi Yechon, it said, Nagua Ambe Charuvim Kerem Nechemya. The Minigo Elam is, when it comes to Charuvim, boxer, they're noyig like Rav Nechemya, and they don't go based on chanata, but being that it's ke'en bricha achas, so therefore it's misasur l'shana haba, they treat the shas hamaisa based on the year that the likita is going to be. Eisvei Rish Lakish Rav Yechon. So Rish Lakish asked Rav Yechon akash. Again, what did Rav Yechon say? The Gemara is going to be medayik l'shoyne yazov shal Rav Yechon. Nahagu ha'am becharuvim. The minhag ha'olam is to follow Rav Nechemya when it comes to charuvim. So Rish Lakish asks from Yechon and Akasha, b'noi shuach. So b'noi shuach is a type of te'ena. A b'noi shuach is something that would fall into Rav Nechemya's case where it's ke'en bricha achas. So b'noi shuach, shviya shalahem shniya. Its shvias is the second year of the Shemitah cycle. It's interesting. So if B'nai Shuach grows in year two of the Shemitah cycle, you have to know, you have to treat it with Kedusha Shvias. And the reason is because from Chanata until Lakita takes 3 years. And as a result, that means, what was the Shnasa Chanata? It was Shvias. If it's Shvias, you have to treat it like Shvias. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is B'nai Shuach is Kein Bricha Achas. If it's Kein Bricha Achas, so that means, according to Rav Nechemya, it shouldn't go Basar Chanot. It should go Basar Lakita. If the Lakita happened in the second year, so then why are you treating it like Shvias? So the Gemara says, Ishtik. So Rabbi Yochanan heard this Kasha, he was quiet. So again, just what happened again? Rabbi Yochanan said, Nagua Bicharuvin Kerem Nechemya. That's what he said. The Minig is to follow Rav Nechemya when it comes to Boxer, that you don't go Basar Chanot. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan Akasha, like he almost always did, and he said, "B'noi Shuach, he said, you go basa chanata." So, isn't that a raya that not nagu ambe charuvim krem nechemya? So the Gemara is going to analyze this now. Amalei Rab Abba Hakoyin, the Rabbi Yosei Hakoyin. He said, "My ishtek. Why was Rabbi Yochanan quiet? This he was stumped. All of a sudden, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have what to say. The great Rabbi Yochanan, this kasha was such a good kasha. Leimalei should have told me nolchana Rab Nechemya. Vat amrili Rabbanon. You bring me a raya from a Mishnah." Who said there's no such Mishnah? Rav Nechemya was a very big Kiddush. Rav Nechemya said where it's Ke'en Bricha Achas, you don't go Basa Chanata. Chachamim argue, maybe that Mishnah Mesach Teshuvis is going according to the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, no, the reason Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that was Mishum Da'am Malay, because he knew what Rish Lakish would tell him. Shavkis Rabbanim Avdis Kerem Nechemya. If you're telling me that the Rabbanon, there's a Stam Mishnah not like Rav Nechemya, so what do you mean Nagu Am Kerem Nechemya? It's a Hefkevelt, what, we just let them go like Rav Nechemya? If I'm showing you Stam Mishnah is not, I know you could tell me that the Stam Mishnah is not Rav Nechemya. It's not my point. My point is, well, how you had it, the Chachamim allowed the Nagu Am. So Mar says, Valei Malei, so you could have told him, Kamin Elcha Nagu, Vat Amrli Yisura. Just because it's the Minig doesn't mean it's right, right? I just said it's the Minig. It could be it's us that they write to the Rabbanon a seed and lead in a din, but at the same time, as I feared, man, not Amalei, no, because Rish Lakish would have told Rabbi Yochanan, Mokam Yisur, Kinagu Shafkin Alei. Nagu Am Kerem Nechemya means not that's like diminishing in a corrupt way. It sounds like, as I feared, man, it's an accepted minig. If this is only Rabbi Nechemya, it's not like the Chachamim, this not Mishnah, it's not that way, then again, what is this, a Hefkervelt? Valei Malei, he couldn't have told him, Kiyam, Yilcha, no, Meiser, Charuvim, the Rabbanon, that Amalei Shvias, they right? So, you know what he could have told him? I know. Rav Nechemya is really a Dasi Yachid. And the Minig is like Rav Nechemya. You want to know why no one's making such a big deal about it? Because they only did it by Charuvim. That's why I say, after Medayik, every word of Rabbi Yochanan said, Nagu ha'am b'charuvim. It's dafka b'charuvim. Charuvim is not chayv and trum is a maizus midei reisa. See, a handling of the Rabbanon. By the Rabbanon, you can go like Rav Nechemya, you can go basa l'kita. Shmita, that Mishnah Masech de Shvias, Kedusha Shvias is the reis of everything. For Bnei Shuach, it's the reisa. So, at the end of the day, it's the reis. The reis, it's even Elamai, Rav Abba Koyin. Rav Abba Koyin said something else, no. Temihani amishiv reish lakish l'tshuvazo. I wonder if Rish Lakish, I'm just not sure, Temiyani, if Rish Lakish had anything to say on what Rabbi Yochanan said. Where it says, Im Hashiva, Ha'isva, what do you mean? You know he had what to say, Eisvei Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Ella, finally, Ema Im Kibla Rabbi Yochanan like Kibla. Rabbi Yochanan said, Nagua Am Becharum Krem Nechemi, Eisvei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. And what was Rabbi Yochanan's reaction? Ishtik. He was quiet. And Rabbi Abba HaKoyin asked Rabbi Yosei HaKoyin, Am I Ishtik? Why was Rabbi Yochanan quiet? What did he mean to say? Kibla Rabbi Yochanan, that's why he was quiet. Or like Kibla Rabbi Yochanan, he felt like he didn't even want to answer the question, and that's why he was quiet. So was this a shtika koidot to the kasha? Or was this a shtika where he said, I'm not even going to bother? We talk a lot about Shasig Rav, the Chavis Yard, that says that he had a Kabbalah, that Shasig Rav means Rav had a Teretz al-Bi Kabbalah. Maybe that's part of the Temiani. But either way, that's what the Temiani was.